Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on Ted Cruz's brave struggle to kill the white whale. I mean, repeal Obamacare. Speaking from the Senate floor for 21 hours and 19 minutes, Senator Ahab single-handedly gave the American people another reason to look forward to a government shutdown. In the midst of his impassioned C-SPAN salvo, the junior senator from Texas read a bedtime story to his children back home. Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. He then went out of his way to differentiate himself from the recalcitrant protagonist of the book, who wouldn't eat green eggs and ham in a house with a mouse in the dark on a boat with a goat in the rain, by saying he himself had indeed tried green eggs and ham, read Obamacare, and didn't like it. And the American people didn't like it either. The thing is, Obamacare hasn't really kicked in yet. Saying you tried it but didn't like it is like saying you didn't enjoy Bruno Mars's halftime show at next year's Super Bowl. You'd think Ben Affleck's portrayal of Batman sailed far short of George Clooney's exacting standards. That next summer's 4th of July Capitol Mall fireworks display was underwhelming. Wouldn't be surprised to see him next time instruct us in the intricacies of potty training, then hold his breath until he turns blue. This guy is not only confused by the time-space continuum, he misreads a book aimed at a kindergarten reading level, and he wants to be president? Of course, knowing the Republican Party, Rafael Edward Cruz has a very good chance of securing the nomination. Because after all, as Dr. Seuss himself famously said in another advanced tome, you can't teach a sneech. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.